Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is something to think about. All right, so today we're taking on a big topic. Are you ready? Today we're going to talk about sacrifice. I'd like you to think about something you're harboring, some pain or anger, bitterness, that you're harboring because you sacrificed for something and you didn't get the payoff that you were looking for. So many of us, we struggle with that. We sacrifice for our relationships and we don't get the payoff we're looking for. For example, we sacrifice years working overtime, sending our spouses to medical school, and as soon as they get there, they find an attractive young nurse, dump us, and marry them. Or, so many of us, we sacrifice years of our lives at work, working overtime, spending time there instead of with our families, and then we get laid off or we don't get the promotion we're looking for and we think, that's not fair. I deserve that promotion. Or in our relationships, I have sacrificed years of my life for you. I've given you my youth. I deserve better. I was watching my favorite show, Glee, the other day, and one of the wives said to her husband, you know, I've worked really hard and I've sacrificed a lot for this marriage. I deserve the grand foyer. They were buying a new home. And so many of us really believe that. We believe that because we sacrifice, we actually deserve something. And that's not how it goes. We can release so much pain and bitterness and anger that we carry around with us simply by realizing that the sacrifices we made them out of self-interest, and we deserve nothing for them. Sometimes we do get a big payoff for our sacrifices. Sometimes we don't. But I thought, what does sacrifice even really mean? So I looked it up. And in the Oxford Dictionary, sacrifice had five definitions. I'm going to read them to you. The first definition is the act of giving up something valued for the sake of something else more important or worthy. That's what most of us do. The second definition had to do with slaughtering an animal, and I hope that's not what you're doing right now. The third had to do with an act of prayer. The fourth had to do with Christ being crucified, and although you might feel as though that happened to you, that's far from the truth. And the fifth definition I found most interesting, because this is really what most of us do. Are you ready? In games. A loss incurred deliberately to avoid a greater loss or to obtain a compensating advantage. Ha-ha! That's what it's all about. When we sacrifice, generally what we're doing is we're playing a game. We're gambling. We're doing it out of self-interest. We want something better. That's really what it all comes down to. It's a gamble. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And you know, I used to work on the riverboat casinos in Chicago. It was really fun. I was a blackjack dealer, and people would come and they would plunk down $1,000 chips on my table because I would work the high-stakes table. And so many people, when they would lose all of their chips, they'd walk away with a good attitude and they'd say, oh, that was fun, and I liked them. By the way, they were the ones who used to tip. Then there were those who would come with their black chips or their orange chips, and they'd plunk them down on the table. A black chip, by the way, is a $100 chip. Those are the most common chips played. And so many people, when they wouldn't win at blackjack, they would pound on the table and scream and yell, and they'd walk away in a huff, and they'd be so bitter and angry because they didn't get the payoff they were hoping for. And I would think to myself, this is a casino. That is the name of the game. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But the point is, so many of us think we deserve something for our sacrifice. None of those definitions said that we deserve anything. Sometimes we get something in return for our sacrifice, sometimes we don't. That's the whole point. It's a game. We're gambling. We're hoping for something better. Sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But if you do not win, it is pointless to harbor that inside and say, but I sacrificed. Who cares? If you didn't get what you were hoping for from your sacrifice, first of all, I'd like you to ask yourself this. Who asked you to sacrifice? Who asked you to? Chances are you sacrificed out of self-interest. You wanted to enjoy the money that was going to come along with your spouse making more money. Well, turns out you didn't get that, did you? You were hoping to get a promotion at work. That's why you sacrificed. You didn't get the promotion. Well, that's how it turns out. You sacrificed years for your kids, who then didn't go to college and decided to backpack through Europe instead. Well, that's how it goes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But if you're smart, when you sacrifice and you don't get the payoff that you want, you can go forward in life. You can be happy. You can play again as long as you realize that's all right. Remember, the word deserve has nothing to do with the word sacrifice. If you start to fool yourself into believing the delusion that you deserve anything from a sacrifice that you have made, you are destined for misery. You got to give it up and realize that it was a game. The only way that you can move forward and be happy and be strong is to realize, hey, it's okay. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But you know what I am? I am a player in the game of life, and there are many more black chips to be played. Please give us your feedback or your thoughts or tell us what you'd like to hear. Stop by www.powerdiversity.com and leave us a message. Or check out our resources on communicating more effectively, dealing with difficult people, and of course, slaying those energy vampires in your life. This is Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.